Well, nice to win and nice to win well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've had a pretty poor competition in this. Played a young side again. You know, we've got a lot of young players, but a lot of players that have played a lot of cricket, and we've just shown today that, you know, on our day we play some good cricket even though we're a bunch of young lads.
So what was different about today then?
I don't know, mate. It's, you know, we've got nothing to lose now, have we? You know, we've got no pressure on us. You know, we're bottom of the league and just try and play good cricket. And, you know, we've got, as I said, we've got a young bunch of lads out there, and, you know, we've grew up together and we want to play well as a team and do well for each other.
Good batting wicket?
Yeah, very good wicket. You know, it was a little bit slow. You know, it wasn't coming on early in the innings from my point of view, but, you know, as soon as you got in that wicket, it was a pretty good one day pitch.
You probably are aware that it was your top one-day score for Hampshire.
Yeah, I heard of that when I got in the change room. But obviously, nice. I played pretty well. Done quite well in the CB40 this year, and, you know, it's nice just to top off, you know, get some runs and keep topping off a season well.
Not easy when you're coming in the middle order, is it?
No, it's a good place to bat, you know, because you're either in early or you're in at the end. And today I was in pretty early and made the most of it.
Couple of good partnerships with Sean Irvine and Benny Hill.
Yeah, I mean, good to see Slug back. You know, he's striking the ball well now, which is crucial for us and crucial for the club and himself, because, you know, we've got a massive quarter final coming up. And yeah, Benny Hill, he's had a brilliant competition as well in the CB40, so he played nicely, timed his in as well, and yeah, it was just, you know, it was good to get a win.
I don't know if you know, there's another stat. It's your second highest win by a runs margin in the history of 40 over cricket. Did you know that?
Didn't know that, Jamo, but I'm glad that you knew that.
But it just emphasised maybe the gulf in this game, the gulf between the two sides.
Yeah, you know, as I said, we've got a lot of young players in that changing room, but a hell of a lot of lads have got huge potential, and we've just shown today that we can beat a fairly experienced side.
I mean, it's late on in the competition, but I mean, is a good run in this too late?
No, not at all. You know, we want to win every game we can. Same old cliche, but we've got a big quarter final coming up in one day cricket, so we want to win as many of the one day games we play now as we can to get a bit of momentum in that competition.
I suppose when you win like that, a game coming on top of this one like tomorrow at Warwickshire is ideal.
Exactly. I mean, you know, they come pretty thick and fast. You know, if you're out of form, it's a bit of a nightmare, but when you're in form, it's handy. So yeah, we've got a big game tomorrow night, and, you know, let's try and ruin people's seasons now, because we're not going to qualify, so let's make sure other people don't qualify.